This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. It's college decision season, and more students are making decisions this year. The number of applicants is up about 6% from last year, according to the nonprofit Common App. One thing that means is that the college housing crunch is probably going to get crunchier. Sensing a good opportunity, the investment firm Blackstone said this week that it's buying American Campus Communities, the country's largest developer, owner, and manager of student housing, for about $13 billion. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has this report on the state of the student housing market.
An investment in student housing could be seen as a bet that teenagers are still going to want a classic college experience.
Having that rite of passage, this is something that families really, really, really want to give their children.
Robert Bronstein is president and co-founder of the Cyan Group. It's a big owner and operator of off-campus student housing in the U.S. And he says going to college is not just about getting the degree.
They're sending them to a college campus for all the social and networking and other benefits that exist by living amongst 30,000 other 18 to 24-year-olds at really formative years.
Student housing has historically been considered resilient, no matter what the economy is doing. Alan Peterson is an analyst at the real estate research firm Green Street.
Many individuals, if they're out of a job or if the economy kind of comes to the skids, people will go back to school or people will be demanding more education.
Even during the pandemic, many people remained in student housing, though they were going to class online. Here's Robert Bronstein of Cyan Group again.
It was like FOMO took over. My parents want me to stay at home, but look, on Instagram, everyone's there.
And the there can be pretty nice. Timothy S. Bradley is the owner and founder of TSB Capital Advisors. It advised Blackstone on its purchase of American Campus Communities. He says there have been amenities wars between different buildings.
Who could have the biggest pool? Who has the pool on the rooftop? Who has a fitness center looking at the pool? Tanning beds, saunas, computer rooms, study rooms.
Bradley points out another attraction of investing in student housing is that most of the time, parents are required to guarantee the rent. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.